Hello, beautiful people. Hi, my name is Ozioma, and I'm so excited to finally be putting out this. You guys, man, I had this calendar plan that I had envisioned in my head about how I wanted for my podcast to be this year. But guys, life happened, and honestly, the last couple of weeks has been it for me and for my family. But God is faithful, and I am just like this Sunday morning, my heart is just full of gratitude. I'm just so thankful to be alive, and maybe I will just tell you guys about it sometime soon. So yeah, stay tuned. Today is a very beautiful Sunday morning. The sun is shining very, very brightly. I'm looking through my window in the city of Kigali, and I am so happy to be alive and to be sharing this with you. So yet another Valentine's Valentine's with plenty M, E, and S, and I am so I have so much to say. I'm gonna try to compress it. I also have a bit of cold, so please bear with me if I sound like this. I'm going to try to compress, all things that I have to say. So here's how I'm going to run this. I'm going to talk to the coupled people in our midst. Before I go on to the singles, who are like my favorite set of people in the world. I mean, you couple people, you have your lovers, so you people can go on. But I'm going to talk to the singles in our midst, or the single people, and then I'm going to share with you guys my plan for today. Okay? Yep. And I'll conclude. So, first of all, let me just say, in this life that we're in this panini things that we're doing, this pandemic, I mean to say, nobody, even before the pandemic started, right, nobody is exempted from tensioning and all the, yeah, that's the word, all the tension that we used to receive on Valentine's Day, not singles, not married people, not couples. Why? Because there's people showing off how their lovers are loving them. And is not just like people who are not bold up that feel like that, because even people in relationships or people who still fight because they're like, this person's beau or got her a what do they call them? Is it limousine now? All those fine too. And you did not buy me anything, you only gave me rose. Am I supposed to eat it? That kind of stuff. And I think that the most important thing for me to say first is for us to understand that there is no need. Absolutely no need for us to pressure ourselves. There's no need. Why? Because every one of us are on different journeys. Besides, you don't know, or gifts are beautiful. I love gifts, but it's the heart that matters. You understand? So we all should learn, singles or booed up people, on how to not allow our joy to be determined by what is going on social media or the tension. And to be very honest with you guys, I have never ever felt tension on Valentine's Day. I don't know why. It has never happened to me since I was a child. Never in my single years, it has never happened that I feel, oh my God. Instead, I'm just like, initially it used to be just all bad, but then it used to like just irritate me when I see, like, I remember when I used to work in Lagos, a particular year there was just so much traffic. Valentine was during the workday, a workday, and it was just so much traffic. I was very irritated, like, what's going on here? But it wasn't, I wasn't, I never felt tension. And it's not really because I'm superhuman or something. It's just because I think that I thank God for my environment growing up, where I just understood love early. I was surrounded by love, and it never just occurred to me that I was missing out because I was not in a relationship. Really, like, that's just the honest truth. Of course, there were days when I longed for it. But yeah, it was never just tension. So that's the first thing I want to say. Single, married, coupled, booed up. Don't feel under pressure. Enjoy your life. Actually, don't detach yourself from the pressure that may come today from social media or whatever. Please, like, please. You're worth much more than to judge the value of your life or your worth by whether you get flowers or not. I personally don't like flowers just because I can't eat them. Anyways, so to the couple people in our midst, you guys, man, enjoy yourself. Like I said, we're in a panini, and because of the panini that we're in, I mean pandemic, there's like people, some people are very separate from, like, in different places from their lovers, and it can be very, like, trying, I get that. So please, just be happy regardless, and don't judge. Please don't judge the quality of your relationship by whether you get a mansion today or not. There's so many other factors involved, so please look beyond the day and be more focused on the heart of your partner. And yeah, I wish you all the best. I don't really have so much to say to you guys. You guys have fun. Now, to my favorite set of people in the world, singles, I know yet another Valentine. Oh, Lord. Yet another Valentine. Oh, Lord. And I'm still her single. See, babes, guy. God makes all things beautiful in his own time. Like, trust me, I know what I'm talking about. If you're a believer, the Bible says that it causes all things to work together for our good. That means that God is not unaware of the fact that you need a boo. Nope. He knows. He knows. And he's working it out. If it hasn't happened yet, I don't know the reason why, but God knows. He may be trying to, I don't know, prepare you, or he may be trying to prepare the other person, or he may be trying to, I don't know, get you to a better place. I don't know why he hasn't brought like your boo your way yet, but it may be for a good reason that you don't know. So just enjoy this moment, enjoy this season. I have a YouTube video on, you know, enjoy your singleness and how singleness is not a plague. It is not a plague. It is not a problem that you are single. Like, it might be that you sincerely long for a relationship, and that is absolutely fine, and it hasn't happened yet. Just stay encouraged that it will happen someday, because it really will. I mean, and if your own is like you are single by choice, like, let me just even rest from all these Lagos boys for a minute, it's also okay. And if your own is you are single by, I don't know, whatever it is, you may be single, the reason why you are single, but just know that you are valued, you are loved regardless by God and also by the important people in your life, okay? Like, a relationship is not what completes you, honestly. Just, if you don't take anything that I've said all through today, just understand the fact that a relationship is not what completes you. You are complete, perfect, valued, just the way you are, okay? So please don't feel sad, don't cry, don't feel funny, don't feel tension. Nah, please, like, anything that would make you happy today, please go ahead. I mean, as long as it's godly and it's not unhealthy, please go ahead and just indulge yourself, you know. Is it chocolate? Is it Netflixing and chilling? Whatever it is, because you are deserving of love just the way you are, okay? Okay, I'm not trying to sound like a motivational speaker, but please, like, don't feel pressured, attention, or feel less or think less of yourself because you're single. No, you're perfect and whole just the way you are. A relationship is a very beautiful thing, right? But it's not going to make you whole. You're whole already, do you understand? It's not going to make you complete. You're complete already. So please, yeah, that is what I have to say to you singles. And okay, I'm going to share my own plan for today. I already woke up this morning and just poured out my love on the absolute love of my life. That is Jesus Christ. That is Jesus Christ, actually. And just worshipped. I wrote like a love note in my journal to God, and just basked in the fact that God loves me beyond and above anything that I can ever imagine or think, and just worshipped and sang love songs to God and just appreciated him, because, man, God loves me so much. And like I said, the last couple of weeks has been it, and so it was just thankfulness flowing from my heart to God. And then I received some special gifts from special people in my life, of course, and yeah, they made me smile and cry. And service is going to start in a bit. Like, I don't, like, we're in a mini lockdown in that you can go out, but like there's no church and stuff like that, so I usually would stream service online. My church will start in a few minutes. So after church, I intend to go with my housemates to go and get ice cream. Yeah. And after getting ice cream, we already made some food, and we're going to come home and continue making some food. We have some snacks in the fridge. We're just going to eat and Netflix and chill. But before we come back home, we're going to stop by at a very good friend of ours who is currently very strong and in the hospital, and surprise him with some sugar and sweet things like ice cream and chocolate and all that kind of good stuff. And then we'll just come back home. Me, I have assignments to do and readings to catch up on. So yeah, that's how I'm going to spend it. And of course, like, later in the day, I was spending my day with my special person. And anyways, like, I just want to say that let today be a day of love, you know. Spread love in any way that you can to people that are around you. Let your family know that you love them, even whether you're in a relationship or not. Visit those people in your city that you know are ill. Of course, like, maintaining social distance and all. Let people feel love from you today. I mean, in the very beginning, that was actually the whole point of, I mean, like, the kind of love from Saint Valentine's story was not, I don't know if it was a very glamorous one as it is today, but like the whole point is supposed to be to share love. So please today share love to everyone that you can, let everyone, excuse me, that experiences you today experience love, you know, whether in a hug. Oh my god, this panini that we're in, please do not hug anybody, and please wear your mask, and please maintain social distance. Corona is real, okay? But you know, let people feel your love regardless. Your housemates, your, write them sweet notes, send people beautiful emails, let people just feel loved on your account today, okay? Yes, and happy Valentine's to the absolute love of my life. I love you very much. Happy Valentine's to my family, my friends, my housemates, to everyone who's listening to this podcast. I hope that you have a very beautiful day ahead. Bye, and God bless you, and happy Valentine's. Bye.